This is Today in History, March the 12th. On this day in 1864, Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant assumed command as General-in-Chief of the Union Armies in the Civil War. Also on this day in 1912, the Girl Scouts of the USA had its beginnings as Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, founded the first American troop of the Girl Guide. Also on this day in 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered the first of his 30 radio addresses that came to be known as Fireside Chats, telling Americans what was being done to deal with the nation's economic crisis. On this day in 1947, President Harry S. Truman announced what became known as the Truman Doctrine to help Greece and Turkey resist communism. Also on this day in 1951, Dennis the Menace, created by cartoonist Hank Ketcham, made its syndicated debut in 16 newspapers.
If people don't want to know the truth and the honesty of it, if they want to be convinced or brainwashed into what they believe, then fine, then go ahead and kill me. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, because you will have executed somebody that didn't commit the crime.
On this day in 1980, a Chicago jury found John Wayne Gacy Jr. guilty of the murders of 33 men and boys. The next day, Gacy was sentenced to death. He was executed in May 1994. On this day in 1993, Janet Reno was sworn in as the first female U.S. Attorney General. On this day in 2003, Elizabeth Smart, the 15-year-old girl who vanished from her bedroom 9 months earlier, was found alive in a Salt Lake City suburb with two drifters, Brian David Mitchell and Wanda Barzi, who are serving prison terms for kidnapping.
Yeah, some of their answers were not consistent with each other, and we separated when we first got there, and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And their answers just were not adding up to us, so we know we had something. We didn't know what for sure at the time, but then we kind of started piecing it together a little bit more.
And on this day, in 1969, George Harrison's home is raided.
No, because George was in my office, and Patty rang saying that Sergeant Pilcher, that was his name, right, was swarming all over the house at in Isha. And George said to me, what should I do? You know, what should I tell Patty over this conversation? And I said, well, have you got this stuff there? Just tell them where it is, George, because they'll find it anyway.
The London drug squad appears at the house of George Harrison and Patty Boyd with a warrant and drug-sniffing canines. Boyd immediately used the direct hotline to Beatles headquarters, and George returned to find his home turned upside down. He is reported to have told the officers, quote, you needn't have turned the whole bloody place upside down. All you had to do was ask me, and I would have shown you where I keep everything, end quote. Without his assistance, the constables, including Sergeant Pilcher, who had directed the drug-related arrest of John Lennon the previous year, had already found a considerable amount of hashish. Harrison and Boyd were arrested, and as they were being escorted to the police station, a photographer began shooting pictures of the famous couple. Harrison chased after the photographer, with the cops tailing right behind him down the London street. Finally, the man dropped his camera, and George stomped on it before the officers subdued him. Harrison and his model wife, who missed Paul and Linda McCartney's wedding that same day because of the arrest, were released on bail.
Sergeant Pilcher was gaining great notoriety of just busting pop stars, you know, besides George and Mick and Keith and John, and always was the same cop. Nobody realized, you know, nobody put two and two together.
A few weeks later, Harrison and Boyd were allowed to plead guilty. Despite the rather prodigious amount of hash recovered from their home, the authorities were satisfied that it was all for their personal use. They were fined £250 each and even had a confiscated pipe returned to them. Sergeant Pilcher, the man behind the raid, was convicted of planting drugs in other cases and went to jail in 1972.
And they chose Paul's wedding day to bust me up.
A beetle is arrested as London police conduct a drug raid at the home of George Harrison. March the 12th, 1969, on this day in history. He's been this great.